T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to a man named Stiz, who wants to talk about the Steelers quarterbacks. We all agree in here that Pickett gives them a better chance than Trubisky did, albeit perhaps with more mistakes. Although, see,
hey, gentlemen, I completely agree with choosing Pickett, and let me explain why. You've seen it in the preseason when he came in. He changes the atmosphere. You've seen it yesterday. Now, you're going to have the people in the 700 section screaming, well, what about the interceptions? Let's talk about the interceptions. Chase Claypool, I'm talking to you, son. You're 6'4". You're playing in a 5'8 body. You had to do more on that catch. You better start doing something before you get cut. The second one was a forced throw. That's a rookie just being a rookie. The third one was a Hail Mary. I'd like to see Pickett get a full week of practice as a starter and see what he could do. All upside, it seems, at this point in getting him some experience and developing in a down year. Let's be honest. We're not going to the Super Bowl. I'm looking at the draft next year in a top 10 pick. Am I wrong?
Thank you, Stiz. Ron, is he wrong?
I don't think so. I mean, I 7-10, I said before. Now I'm not even sure I'll go that high. I think they're looking at a pretty high pick in a long year here. We haven't had one, but it's going to be interesting to see how Pickett develops.
I think there's a honeymoon period with any first-round quarterback, no matter who it is. You're going to get the grace period where you can do whatever.
Especially one from Pitt.
Right. Especially one. But no matter who it was.
No,
if it was Malik
right.
Willis, it would have been the same thing. You just say, okay, he's a young guy. We're going to learn, especially in this situation.
And we'll be better for it long term.
People have a ton of patience, and that's fine. That's how it should be. We'll see where that goes 13 weeks later. But he should be the starter the rest of the year, and I would be surprised if Mike Tomlin said otherwise tomorrow or whenever he's going to say it.
I'd be surprised. I wouldn't be stunned, even though yesterday I was thinking in the aftermath of that, I would have been, but I had more time to think. I put a 10-15% chance that he's going to tell
us.
And
if he does it, what would his justification be? That he's a veteran?
That I just brought in Pickett for a little spark in the game yesterday.
Rotating goalie that I needed to just get a spark for.
Yeah, going back to Mitch, it wasn't really about him. It was more about the overall team. That would be his rationale. I think it would be a mistake.
That's the goaltender rationale, but they play 82 games, and this is only a 17-game schedule. I got to stay with the kid.
Plus, there's the whole dynamic of him being who he is and where they drafted him.
Right.
Like, I don't know that you want to go back and forth. I won't say it can't be done. Tua, they went back and forth, right, with him and Fitzpatrick. But I think once you go to that guy, he's your guy.
I would agree.
And you can't live in your fears that way. You got to go after it and just say, be yourself. Let's make plays. Go down the field. Open it up. Do what you got to do. If there are mistakes, there are mistakes. Again, I still believe that if Trubisky had used that philosophy, and I don't know the real reason. I don't know if it's him, them, whoever, but they were very conservative.
I think
if you're going to be the quarterback who wants to retain your job, you better make plays. You can't
I thought it was interesting what Tomlin said afterwards. He didn't rave about Pickett. Because did some good things.
Yeah.
You know, played with some energy.
But
I mean,
he won't rave about anyone.
But he goes,
really.
But obviously, we turned the ball over.
Yes. And I thought those were two. The one wasn't a great throw to Claypool, but could have been caught. And the second one, I didn't like the decision because the risk wasn't
for a
high
1 yard
enough.
Gain or 2 yard gain.
But neither one was like a disastrous throw. They both went off his receiver's hands, for God's sakes. So how close? Let me ask you this: if we turn the knob just a little bit here, if Claypool and Freiermuth make those plays, which were eminently makeable. Do you like that word, Ron?
Eminently? Oh, yeah.
Pickett's 12 for 12 outside of the Hail Mary. He's 12 for 12 if two guys who have made catches like that,
Hail Mary, if those were completed, there would be no Hail Mary.
If two guys who have made catches like that before make those catches, he's 12 for 12. So it's not that far off,
no.
Right?
So I said I'd be willing to take whatever risk comes with this because you've got to figure it out with all these young guys around him now. See what he can do.
Ron, do you hear me there?
I hear you, but I think the second pass to Freiermuth was a little worse than what you're making it out to be.
It was right off his hands.
It was way too high behind him.
If that were a play in the end zone, would you want Freiermuth to come down with that? I sure would.
I don't know about that. It would have been a spectacular catch. But I think your risk reward part is right on.
They were in position to get another field goal and take more time off the clock. And that's the biggest part of that scenario.
Yeah, I thought the decision to actually throw it was bad. I thought the throw went off his tight end's hands. I mean, it would have been a great catch, but I've seen Freiermuth make great catches. You know?
Yeah. So, but again, the way it just worked out, he got his hands on it, deflected it backwards, and got an interception. So there is risk in that. We're going to see more risky throws, and I'm okay with that. I want to see risky throws.
I want to see risky
throws.
Take a chance. That's right. If you get an interception,
When there's great reward, yes.
Yes.
All I'm saying is two balls went off his receiver's hands that could have been caught. And if they are, he's 12 for 12 after going 29 for 36 in the preseason. Then we're talking about how this guy is 51 for 41 for 48 in his career so far. That could have happened. I just didn't like the decision there on
And he was under pressure and he kind of threw it off his back foot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you better be able to throw it off every foot in this league now.
Oh, man. You look they at get Josh out, they Allen get on and top Mahomes of you pretty
and,
quick.
Well, did you see else? The one time that one defensive lineman ran Kenny Pickett down? And that goes to show you the difference of
the speed of a
guy who's playing at 300 pounds and he's still running you down.
Yeah.
They don't do that in college very often.
No. I'm way more encouraged than discouraged by how he came in a very difficult situation and was thrown into a game. No.
And I think most people, and I would be, whatever happens with the record moving forward, to me, I just wanted to see the development or lack of it. I want to see what happens with these guys. His ability.
Give him a week to prepare.
He said, I play with an edge, and I think I can make that so that it's infectious. You know,
people. Give him a week to prepare as a starter. They haven't treated him as a starter yet since the minute he arrived. That's a pretty big difference to get the reps in practice. We'll see how it goes, and we'll wrap it up next with one other stat regarding Kenny Pickett. That's an eye-opener. We'll do that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.